This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Somalia today, at least three people were killed and more than 20 others, including Turkish nationals, wounded when a car bomb targeting foreigners exploded in the town of Afgoya, 30 kilometers outside the capital of Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab terrorists claim responsibility for the attack. The Turkish health minister said at least six Turks were wounded in the assault. Chinese President Xi Jinping today reinforced his support for embattled Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi, signing 33 bilateral agreements covering a range of projects. Included are rail and port ventures to allow China access to the Indian Ocean and to shorten the route for its oil and gas imports from the Persian Gulf. The agreements were signed in Myanmar's capital of Naypyidaw at the end of Xi's two-day visit, the first to the country by a Chinese head of state in nearly two decades. Rough seas prompted SpaceX to delay the emergency escape test of its new crew capsule today. Liftoff now is set for tomorrow at NASA's Kennedy Space Center. AP correspondent Julie Walker has a report.
The capsule is supposed to catapult off the rocket and parachute into the ocean with mannequins on board. The test is the last major hurdle for SpaceX before launching two NASA astronauts to the International Space Station, possibly in March. Meanwhile, Boeing is still investigating why its Starliner crew capsule ended up in the wrong orbit after its first unmanned test flight. The last time NASA astronauts launched from the U.S. was in 2011. They've been riding Russian rockets in the interim for hefty prices. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of women are marching in cities across the United States today for the fourth annual Women's March to advocate for a host of issues, including gender equality and women's human rights. The first march in 2017 drew hundreds of thousands of women the day after Donald Trump was sworn in as president. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is spending the week